Good morning, everyone, and thank you for coming here to worship with us. Today I'm going to cover who am I? Who am I, or who do you think you are? Now, I was born at the southern point of Africa. I did not ask to be born there, nor did I choose my parents, nor my neighbors. And then from grade one to the end of high school, all 10 brothers and sisters went to a boarding school. Going from a farm in the African bush to a small town far away. Now, our boarding school years were tough, very tough. We traveled at the back of our neighbor's small pickup truck with lots of dust flying and rocks all over the place because of other vehicles passing by on this gravel road that we had to travel. The afternoon on my first day at school, the dust still all over our clothes, we walked to our boarding house carrying our suitcase. Now, there were four rows of dorms, and each one had 30 students per row. But there were only 8 shower tubs, and in each row, most of us wanted to take a shower that afternoon. But when a junior student unintentionally jumps the queue, you hear a senior student shout out in a loud voice, "Who the heck do you think you are? Come back here. Who are you?" You feel humiliated in front of all the other students, and you have to stand at the back of the line, the last one to shower. Who am I? Yes. Now, this happened many times, even when food was distributed, and I don't even want to go to that food part. It was just to say, humiliating to say the least. Who do you think you are? Or who am I really? Now, if we go to Numbers 12:3, Moses was very humble, more humble than any other person on earth. Now, as you grow older in life, you start asking yourself, who am I really? Who am I really? Because I did not ask to be here. So what is the purpose of life? Why must I always stand at the back of the line between all these people? Why do I have to carry such a humiliating load while others have such a good time? Now, I was thinking during our youth days working on the farm, we always packed our ox wagon to the brim with whatever things we had to harvest, and our two mules had to pull this heavy loaded wagon. Yes, they were heavy loads and difficult to pull. Heavy loads. And sometimes, believe it or not, we overloaded that ox wagon. And I just thought I'll put this one in here as well. Now, what is the thing to do? Now, in my older years, I started to think, the mules had to pull our heavy load of grain. They had no way of freeing themselves from burdens of these heavy loads. They were unable to remove the load. They depended on us to offload and make it lighter again for them to go through. Now, I would like to ask a question. Here's the question and answer. Very easy question. Very easy question. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about your life and about yourself. You got it? Tell me about your life and about yourself. Now, I'm sure you'll be able to talk for hours about the pleasant days, the troubled days, but will that be really who you are? Now, when Moses asked the Lord, "Whom shall I say you are?" Let's go to Exodus 3:14. God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." But now, if I ask you to stand on the stage and there are 5,000 people staring you in the eyes, yes, family, friends, neighbors, 5,000, even the president of the country is sitting in the front row watching you. I want you to answer this question. Tell me with total conviction, Who are you deep inside? Tell me who you are. And all of a sudden, the moisture in your mouth moves all the way to your armpits. It is not easy to declare who you really are deep inside. Now, when I read the Old Testament, I see many situations where people did not realize who they were and realized how our loving Father were working in their lives to prepare them for the heavy load. But God wanted them to put their complete trust in the Lord and not to pull the heavy load all alone like the mules. Let's go to Exodus 3:11. Exodus 3:11 reads, Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I?" You may ask, who are you, Johannes, to speak to me today? Lately, as a follower of Jesus, I realize this is also true of us today when we bear the weight of our emotional baggage. We cannot lay it down on our own, nor does it disappear over time. Rather, true freedom is only possible through Christ Jesus. But why? Because we often don't understand how deep, yes, how deep those burdens slipped into our minds and our hearts and settled there. But Jesus knows it. And he knows the perfect way to remove the heavy load. He actually invited us to bring it to him. We just need to become humble before him and prepared to stand at the back of the line. When we spend quality time and humble ourselves with the one who bought our souls, that's when we discover the luxuriousness of our loving care. That's when Jesus begins the long process of calling us back to him. And in time, Jesus sets us free from our emotional baggage that we've been carrying alone, just like our mules on the farm. The dead weight of our expectations, the failed success that we wrapped on our backs, getting lighter and lighter when we give it to Jesus and we take up his cross. The heavy load becomes lighter as he takes them off our hearts. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles 34 and learn how Joshua did it. The Lord called Joshua. Look at this. 2 Chronicles 34:27 and 33. Joshua, when you heard my words against the city and its people, you were sorry and humbled yourself before me. You humbled yourself before me. You even tore your clothes to show your sorrow and cried before me. Because your heart was tender, I, the Lord, heard you. So Joshua removed all the detestable idols and entire land, the land of Israel. Yes, the land of Israel was cleared from all that, and it required everyone to worship